Hello world, and welcome to the first, well, not the first, but the first 2019 episode of Decipher. I really don't think we did an episode of Decipher this year. I'm not too sure. It's just a chance, but I really can't remember. But it's 2019, and this is the first official Geeks from the Trap edition of Decipher. I am your host, Colin Mill. I'm here with my co-host of the evening, Tunes.
Say what up, dudes.
What up, Tunes?
So if you guys been listening to the Cypher for a while it was still on ColinMill.com, it's now going towards geeksfromthetrap.com. You guys know how this show works. We come, we sit down, we smoke, we talk, and we share what's on our mind. That's literally the whole point of the Cypher. And of course, like always, I'm in the whip, blowing it down. We already got the shit lighted. Bro, y'all don't even understand. We got like 3 blunts already rolled.
Yep.
We got a little bit of, what do you call it, mixed in there.
Yep, wax. Oil wax.
Is it wax? It's not through just oil.
It is oil. Yeah, it's
kind of
oil.
Right, yeah. My vape pen broke and the oil was falling out everywhere. So we were like, nah, we need to use what's left of it. So it's in the blunt. I think, what is it, sour we got? Kush? What we got?
Sour.
Mm-hmm. Shit stink like a motherfucker, but, you know, and they go that fat booty we was talking about before. But you guys can't see, so you guys can't even see the fat booty we talking about. But anyway, we just came back from seeing The Matrix and Empire 25, AMC in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Right now, we feeling like we in 1999.
For real. That shit was epic.
We felt like we just went back in time. And it's crazy. And it's crazy because the movie technically takes place in 2021. So the movie's only short, like, 3 years. Like, damn, y'all could have waited 3 more years before putting this back in theaters, and y'all would have been on point.
2 more years.
But then again, they got the reboot that they're doing right now. So, it's in production. They just hired the director of the original one. Well, one of them. Lana, because he got a sex change. I was trying to be politically correct. I can't even, I don't know what to get. They got a sex change. Technically, both brothers did get a sex change. So it is they. They, yeah. It was the Wachowski brothers. Now it's just Wachowskis. Yeah, they both got sex change. Yeah, and that shit crazy? Yeah. I wish I could see y'all two looking
right now. Will described these two?
Say what?
Will described these two like two dudes.
They were two dudes when they introduced it, when they made The Matrix. They were dudes when The Matrix was made.
They're like,
they became women.
Dudettes?
They became transgender women, I think, after Cloud Atlas came out. Cloud Atlas.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know. One of the brothers did it first. And I'll never forget it because I was watching the interview for Cloud Atlas, and it was Lana who was originally Larry. Larry was the one who got the sex change first. And I'm looking at him, he got the pink hair and everything, and his brother just got his arms folded, and he just looked upset. I was like, damn, he must be tired that his brother got that sex change. Then less than a year later, he got a sex change. I was like, wait, was he just upset that he did it first?
That word.
Like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, what was that?
Maybe always a competition.
Right? For real, but, you know, we went to go see, you know, their second movie, which was The Matrix, and The Matrix is just as amazing as it was 20 years ago.
For real, bro.
And I've never saw The Matrix in theaters before. None of them. This is my first one I saw in theaters. Same for you, right?
Yeah, facts. Definitely the first time.
And I don't know whether because it was AMC, Dolby, and, you know, Dolby Cinema, they made sure everything's brighter, it's clearer, the sound's way. They were like, in a regular movie theater, you might have like 4 or 5 speakers on each side, where in Dolby Cinema, you have like 10 speakers on each side.
True.
And then the projector is way wider.
Yep.
Longer. Right?
Larger. Everything's better. Sounds better. You sound like you really there with Keanu Reeves.
Right?
Bro.
Like, it was raining. The scene where it was raining, it really felt like it was raining. I had to be like, yo, is it dripping in here? What's going on? The only thing I didn't like, I didn't hear the score as loud as I wanted to. I wanted to hear the music as loud as the sound effects. The sound effects was awesome. Everything else was sound editing, you know, but I didn't get to hear the score the way I wanted to. I wanted to feel like I was in concert. Like, yes! You know, that only happens rare. Like, when I went to go see Michael Jackson Thriller in AMC, bruh, that was like seeing Michael Jackson live on stage. I never got to see Michael Jackson live on stage. So that was the closest I can get. Seeing Michael Jackson in 3D and in IMAX, that was the closest I can get to see Michael Jackson on stage.
For real.
But it shit sounded like a concert. It shit sounded like a concert.
It really did. It sounded good. It looked amazing. It was on point. And I didn't think it was good. It was probably the best movie that I've seen, like the best quality movie that I've ever seen.
For a movie that's 20 years old, too.
Yeah. Like, it was like the best quality, bro. They did a good job with that, remastering that or whatever.
Right. The thing is, like, even though it was HD, you can see the film grains in there. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell that was shot on film. When I watch it on Vudu and on the digital formats, it looks so digital, you forgot the shit was shot on film. Like, oh shit, this looks like a 90s movie, but it's clearer.
Yeah, you know? Facts.
And it's so strange because for a week now, Tooth would tell you, I've been already plotting for us to go see this film. I was like, bro, we gotta go to see The Matrix. But my AMC stub list, which I have two AMC A-list accounts. One of them was off, so I was like, fuck, bro, we can't do this week because I gotta wait to turn the other one back on so I can bring you with me. And for the whole week, I've been thinking about it, like, oh, we gotta go today. And you know, the movie came out last Friday. The whole weekend went off without me getting a new AMC sub list. I had to wait to payday, which was yesterday. So payday came, finally got the money, and I was like, all right, we got to go see this movie today. Couldn't. I had to go deal with my car because I'm not in the hotel. I got pulled over by the cops the other day because my taillight was out. Cop was like, yo, man, your car smells like mad weed. You need to get some air freshener or something. But I'm going to let you go with a warning because you seem like cool people. So, well, he didn't say those exact words, but he basically let me off because, well, because I guess I'm cool people. So I don't know. Anyways, so I'm thinking about this movie like, damn, we gotta see this movie. We gotta see this movie. Even though we've seen this movie plenty of times before. Seen it on TV. I'm sure I've seen it on DVD. I've seen this movie plenty of times. So it's not like, oh, this is a must see in theaters. But I'm like, I remember when I saw Scarface in theaters last summer and how much that made it. Like, I've seen Scarface a million times before I saw it in theaters. But when I saw it in theaters, holy shit, I saw what everybody else saw in the 80s. You know what I mean? Like, I felt the epicness, impact of it all. You know what I mean? So I was like, nah, we have to see The Matrix. We got to see this on a big screen. We got to.
And it was amazing.
It was amazing. It was the pretty much one of the best movies I've seen all year, even though I've already seen it years ago.
It really was. I could agree to that.
But the thing is crazy, earlier this week at my job, this gentleman came to me, right? I told you the story earlier this week, Toons. Mm-hmm. So this gentleman came to me, wealthy fellow. Have money. We're not going to explain why me and him were having this conversation. Just know that me and him were having this conversation. Anyway, so it starts off as simple. You know, we're talking about sports. You know, we're talking about boxing. We're talking about football. You know, we talk about business. We talk about real estate. Then we start talking about people and, you know, how life is and everything. And eventually he's like, you know, life is all energy, you know? We're all connected, you know? Like, we all live in the same reality. It's just our perception of reality is different. You know what I mean? And then, like, it just kept going. And then, eventually, what he was saying was almost, like, word for word from The Matrix.
For real.
It was almost word for word. Like, everything Morpheus said or anybody who was introducing Neo into The Matrix was coming out of this man's mouth. And I felt like I had to really pay attention because it was a white guy with money telling me this thing. You know, it's one thing when you got a conscious dude with no money from the hood telling you this shit. It's another thing when you got a crackhead from the hood who got nothing at all telling you this. But when you got a rich dude with money, a white guy at that, you know what I mean? Now it's like, okay, maybe that crackhead hat was on to something out there. Maybe that crackhead was on to something, you know? And it's crazy because, you know, it's a whole, like, it's literally like going down a rabbit hole when it comes to this shit. Because it's like, wait, so we're all energy, we're all connected to the same life force, you know what I mean? It's like, It would literally blow your mind. Like, there's a scene where Neo, when he finds out what the real world is, and he just like, stop it! I can't take it! And he just start throwing up.
Take me back.
I feel like that's most people. When you try to really explain to them, like, once you try to get into, what, quantum physics or quantum theory or, you know, any of that stuff where you're trying to understand or, you know, try to be enlightened, you know, that's where, you know, either you're going to unplug or you're going to go fucking crazy trying to understand this whole thing. Like, damn, how did this life really work? You know, am I really tasting my food right now? Or is it my thought signals telling me what this food tastes like right now? You know what I mean? And like, and I remember this one time I was really getting into this type of stuff with this book I read. I think it was called Hip Hop Decoded. And this book went into everything. It started talking about chakras. You know, it started talking about frequency. And the frequency freaked me the fuck out because he was like, the frequency that we're getting from the radio is technically the same frequency we're getting
from each other,
exactly. You know, we feel that energy, and we can have bad frequency, we have good frequency, and it's like, once you start looking into this stuff, it's like, whoa, what in the, cause it, once you realize that the world isn't as, like, just like The Matrix, we're living in a system that, you know, don't really let you know what the world really is, and how the world really works, and how things really could move, but, you know, there's people who benefit from the world not knowing all of this information, you know what I mean? And it is crazy, because some of this stuff you don't realize until you start smoking weed. Because you start thinking more often, like, wait a minute.
This shit you ain't notice.
Right.
You know, you get a whole different lens. You definitely get a whole different lens when you smoke.
So, I want to do a quick shout out to my people at Deke Media. Shorty put up this post, a post on her Instagram story, and she was like, how many people, like, do you read the Bible more when you're high? Or, you know, that's like a sinner thing and you're going to hell. And I was like, I can't read the Bible unless I'm smoking. Like, I could try, but I'm going to either get bored or I'm going to fall asleep. You know, Sarah Vega at Deke Media, that's the one I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. She, you know, she was, you know, talking about, like, yo, for real, I can't read the Bible unless I'm smoking, too. Like, I can't finish the chapter unless I'm smoking. You know what I mean? And, you know, I was making a joke like, yo, so does that mean, well, that must say a lot about us. Either that, you know, we just getting more in tune with our spirituality, or we making excuses to smoke. And she was like, or weed is not as evil as the world makes it out to be. I'm like, yeah, of course, that's the case, too. But, you know, my thing is, you know, it's just like, I'm just realizing, though, it's like, when I first read the Bible, right, when I was a kid, right, mm-hmm. you know, I just saw it very literal, mm-hmm. very literal book. Like, okay, Adam, Eve, God made Adam, he made all the animals, then named the animals, it was mm-hmm. 7 days, God made the day, made the night, this, that, you know, very, you know, it was no different from me reading a Santa Claus book, you know what I mean? Facts. So, as an adult, I think I was like maybe 18, 19, probably 19, probably around 19, 20, when I first smoked and then picked up the Bible. Holy smokes, it was like I was reading a completely different book. Wow. It was a complete different book. I totally understood everything now. I'm like, holy shit. I don't think we're supposed to take this literal. This whole book is an allegory. It's metaphors, but this is stuff that technically happened. But somebody made it too literal. Like, yeah, this actually happened. This is facts. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you're missing. We're missing the points. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I'm starting to realize this. Like, you guys really gotta really look at the Bible. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you guys believe in God, if you don't believe in God, if you're into Christianity, if you're a Muslim, if you an atheist, if you a vampire, because technically that's a religion now. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, I don't know what your religion is, but I'm just saying, whatever your text is, read it when you smoke weed. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Whatever text you're reading, read it when you smoke weed, and tell me if you don't feel different about that book. That's all I'm saying. Because I looked at the Bible completely different after that. I still, you know, believe in the Bible, but there's definitely some inconsistencies in there. And I'm like, okay, somebody definitely edited this book. Of course. Somebody rewrote this a little bit. I need the original version. Because the original version had like 80 books in there that got taken out. You know, so mm-hmm. it's like, okay, this ain't the exact book. But read your shit when you're high. That's all I'm saying.
They call them translations.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call them now.
But now we're working at the bookstore. We have like 80 different translations up mm-hmm. there. Maybe more. We had the Princess Bible, the Jesus King manga. James. We had the, no, I mean, like, bro, these were like, there was a manga version, like the anime mm-hmm. version of the Bible. There was an army version of the Bible. Wow. There was a princess version of the Bible.
Oh, nah. Like, too hard.
There was one for everybody. Read it when you're high, people. That's all I'm saying. Because you learn some things about yourself, and you learn something more about your beliefs. Because I've learned so much more after reading that. Because, like, I don't know. For me, it just absorbed more. You know what I mean? Like, I just picked up more things. That's why I was crazy when I was watching The Matrix earlier. Because it was like, I didn't realize how occultic that movie really was.
Yeah.
That movie was so occultic. There was so much of the occult in that movie, it's not even funny. Mm-hmm. Like, and mostly when you hear the occult, they'll be, you know, they're thinking of, you know, Baphomet. They'll think about, you know, satanic practices, magic, this and that. And it's like, yeah, but yeah, there's a little bit more to that. You know what I mean? Like, all these Wizard of Oz and Alice in Wonderland references, like, follow the white rabbit, going down the rabbit hole and all this stuff. You know what I mean?
I think that's
like, we're not in Kansas no more. You know, all that, those references, you know, those play some really, like, when I hear about stories about people, like, the kids that get called by, like, an MK Ultra and stuff like that, mm-hmm. they always bring up those movies. Conspiracy theory or not, they always bring up those movies. So the fact that they reference that shit in The Matrix, it's like, come the fuck on. Sorry. Like, I really hate when movies reference things. Like, I hate when Marvel reference the Bible. Like, don't do that. I especially because I understand the text now. It's just like, come on, guys, you're not helping. You guys are not helping with the situation. You know what I mean? Like, if you really pay attention, y'all, Tony Stark is technically Jesus Christ in the Marvel Universe. And same thing with Neo. Neo is technically mm-hmm. Jesus Christ in the Matrix universe. You know, it's all just Bible retellings, one way or another. You know, they just added different stuff to it. But there's always the one. You know, the one yes. that's going to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Shit, Superman is technically Jesus Christ.
Yeah, facts.
And he's literally spot on with the story. Father sent him down to save mankind. Mm-hmm. Like, bruh, that's literally spot on. Like, you literally, the guys who wrote Superman they're plagiarists. I'm like, yo, let's just get Adam, give him a cape. Put him in Modern Days. All right, cool. They will never know. They will never know. Instead of him saying, turn the other cheek, just have him punch somebody. But my thing is, read your Bibles, read your texts, whatever that is. But there was another thing I want to talk to you guys today, since we're on the subject of weed. They have decriminalized weed in New York City recently.
Yeah, facts.
And now I'm like, whoa, what does that mean? Now, that would explain why I didn't get no harassment from the cop when he smelled a lot of weed in my car. Like, this shit's decriminalized anyway. The fuck am I going to do with this nigga?
Facts.
So,
like, all he can do is give you a ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's still illegal to smoke it, technically. It's not legal all the way.
Criminal charge.
Yeah, it's not criminal charge. That's
like
the
violation.
That's the thing that people don't know.
Yeah.
So a lot of people just think, oh, it's good to smoke weed now. I can both smoke in the cop's face. Don't do that.
No, you can't smoke in the cop. They can still arrest you because, you know, you're getting charged. But you're not getting a criminal charge. You know, like, you're not going to be... It's not going to be stuff that, you know, when you apply for a job, they're going to see that you got arrested for weed. It's something that really, you know, that... Like a violation, like a traffic violation.
Right.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Which is very easy to get. Y'all don't understand how fast you can get one of them shits.
Facts. You run a red light, you cross the street, jaywalk, all of that type of stuff is all traffic infractions.
Yeah, I don't even understand how many times cops really... Maybe, I don't know. I don't know about your state, but in my state, I be noticing cops be letting niggas go a lot for the dumbest shit. Like, all right, my nigga, I'm not going to stop you for this shit. Like, I, you know, as much as these cops around the world be shooting black folks, I got to give it up to the NYPD on our side, because... Last time they shot somebody was like 2006 at that bad. The cops on our side. We're not talking about the guy who killed Eric Garner. That's a whole different precinct. I'm not talking about that precinct. I don't know nothing about that precinct.
You talking about 113?
Yeah, I fuck with the 113 precinct right here. Ain't nobody, they ain't kill me. They ain't shot nobody I know. And I don't think 113 had anything to do with Sean Bell, right?
No.
So, yeah, 113 precinct is cool. Whoever's training these cops on 113 better train everybody else, because y'all fucking up everywhere else in the world. I don't know. In my experience, as much times as I've dealt, and I've dealt with 113 way too many times, I would like to remember.
I don't got no good stories.
No, you don't at all. But you don't know how to talk to cops, though, anyway, though. That's the thing, though. You don't know how to talk to cops. I've been pulled over with this nigga, and I've been arrested with this nigga. I can tell you, he don't know when to stop when the cops come. They pull up, the fuck y'all want from me? We in the backseat, fuck y'all pigs. We already in the booking. I fuck all y'all up. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up so we can go home. Like, this nigga won't stop. This nigga won't stop. He'll talk all the way until we in the cell.
And then this don't work for me. It just don't work for me. So now I'm just like, fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck everything. Fuck the cops. Fuck NYPD. Fuck 113. Fuck 67. Fuck 72nd. Fuck the first precinct. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know any other precinct. So, I only rep my 113 precinct. And that's only because they've been good to me. Even though I've been inside their fucking jail cell before. And y'all niggas violated, because all I wanted was a YouTube clip. Now one of y'all wanted to help me film that video. I'm like, come on, I'm missing out all this production value. They're like, you can film when you get out of here. But I'm like, I won't be here to film, though. So fuck y'all for that. But, you know, other than that, thanks for not locking a nigga up the other day. That's all I'm saying.
Fuck 75th Precinct, too.
How many precincts don't grab your ass? God damn.
Fuck all of them precincts. Fuck all of those.
God damn, my nigga, you been in mad precincts.
I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know. Fuck all y'all niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, bro. Because y'all not doing nothing to my cousin right here, but y'all really be violating a whole lot of motherfucking people that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of people don't have the same stories I got.
Yeah.
I know that. I've noticed that a lot. That's why I realized, you know, and it's crazy. That's why I'm like, it's that line when the guy was telling me the other day, where he's like, yo, we all live the same reality, but we have different perception of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I like how two same guys, like we're almost the same type of individuals, two different experiences we're living in.
Facts.
You know what I mean? We're both what? We're Aries or Taurus? We're both what?
Aries, bro.
We both got Aries signs, right? Mm-hmm. But we have two different experiences.
Yep.
But same personality traits. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how this shit works. You know what's crazy? You remember that line in The Matrix where he was like, you know, a lot of people don't know that they're in The Matrix, and, you know, anybody who, you know, who's still in it is technically an agent.
Yep.
And then, you know, and then it's like, what I'm hearing now, it's like, goddamn, any cop that joined the force is an agent.
Facts.
Like, you're forced into The Matrix after that. You can't stop being part of The Matrix. Your whole job is The Matrix, to maintain The Matrix.
I done seen a lot of videos where you see one dude, you know, committing a crime or whatever, and then you got like 50 different citizens trying to arrest the person or hold the person down for the police to come.
You know what's crazy? Like, I've seen videos where a black man ain't doing nothing to nobody. Cops got guns drawn on that motherfucker, mm-hmm. like, get down! Mm-hmm. But a white boy who don't kill his wife, his kids, and three other people...
Shot up at Walmart.
Could be running up butt naked behind the cops, and they will run! Mm-hmm. They won't pull a stake out! They won't tase this nigga! They will run away!
Because they're scared of themselves.
Like, know? Whoa!
They and think about this, too. Think about that, that white security guard who pulled the gun out on that sheriff.
Oh, yeah, the sheriff.
At the IRS building. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's a, it's how they see us.
That man had a badge on and everything.
Exactly. He had a uniform on. You know what I'm saying? That nigga never had that uniform in his life. You know what I'm saying?
The security guard, yeah.
Yeah, never mm-hmm. had that uniform, bro, and he still didn't respect it. You know what I'm saying? He emulate that uniform, and he still didn't respect it because of the black man in it. That's why I be trying to always make it clear. I don't give a fuck about your skin, bro. It's your uniform. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that uniform.
You know what I was reading when I was watching the movie? What line had me going crazy? I was like, oh, that's a good thing Will Smith didn't play this part.
Well.
So, I was thinking what happened if they kept Will Smith as Neo. Well, Will took the part as Neo. And Lawrence Fishburne ended up playing the part of Morpheus still instead of Val Kilmer. Because Val Kilmer would never have worked.
Nah, they said they switched. If it was a black guy that was going to be actor, then...
Yeah, but I'm just thinking in my mind, like, what if this was a black movie and it's all it was a full black cast? Yeah. You know what I mean? That line, where Morpheus... We find out Mr. Agent Smith's name. He was like, you know, the name is Smith. And he's like, I don't care. Y'all look alike. Uh-huh. I was like, man, this is an all-black movie. This line would be racist as fuck.
Yeah, it would be type prejudice.
But because, you know, he's a code in the Matrix, that line, they could get away with that line because technically he means,
you know,
the agents all look alike.
Yeah.
He don't mean white people look alike.
But even us, we looking at them niggas, them motherfuckers look all the same, bro.
Nah, Hugo Weaving, nah.
We got subtle differences,
but Hugo Weaving has a distinct look.
They all look alike.
Hugo has a distinct look.
With them shades
on. Nah, bro. Maybe the other two. The other two, besides, yeah, the other two besides Hugo, yeah. I can't remember one from the other. But Hugo, I know that man's face.
Of course.
You but know, that's because
subtle differences, bro.
But that's like, because Hugo. Know, I've seen Hugo in more movies. Hugo. Can you tell the difference?
The subtle differences.
The subtle differences. Yes, very subtle differences. Like, very, very subtle. Like I go, like I literally work near Koreatown in the city in Manhattan. I kid you not. I be thinking I see the same people every day. It's not them. I'm like, hey, oh, that's not you. Oh, fuck. My bad. This is so racist. I gotta go.
Earlier, I said Bill Murray and Robin Williams look alike.
Yeah, I still don't know how you see that. I don't know.
I feel like Flipper, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, I was talking to this man about Ghostbuster. Right. He was like, yo, I don't know why, but I keep mistaking this shit for Flubber. I was like, how?
I don't know, bro. Because I just remember a green monster. In fucking Ghostbuster, and I remember a green ball thing in Flubber.
And they were definitely green goo in both movies. They were definitely green goo.
That's why I keep confused. And then Robin Williams look like Bill Murray in that movie, bro. To me, in my opinion.
I
saw that when it first came out, so, you know, it wasn't.
What, Flubber?
Yeah, so.
I think I saw that show on home video.
Yeah.
I think I got it from the library or something like that, or the video store.
Yeah, I seen that shit when it came out. Not the first day, you know, mm-hmm. but like that generation.
Right
that time.
You saw the theaters?
Nah, hell no. Oh. I didn't see no movies in theaters when I was a kid, except Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, my nigga. The movies I saw as a kid, man. Mm-hmm. I still have some of my stubs from those days.
Sheesh.
The oldest one I got is Baby Geniuses.
Baby Geniuses?
Baby Geniuses is my oldest ticket stub.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw the Rugrats movie in theaters. I saw Toy Story 2. My mom would take me to go right to sleep. She would pass right out.
Nah, like, I had all the tapes.
So what?
I only had those in tapes.
Those were the only time me and my mom could go out because, you know, she would be at work all the time. So, you know, she would see, like, oh, I want to go see. You know, me, I'm a movie kid. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I want to go see a movie. So she's like, all right, let's go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Go take me, take my brother, take my friend Camille. Sometimes we was forced to take my god sister because my god sister, technically she's my aunt. My aunt, but my aunt who came to my mom was like, oh, you're going to the movies? Take my daughter with you.
Mm-hmm.
And she ain't never paid for shit.
Oh, no.
Right? That's why I don't fuck with her today. That's why I don't answer your calls, okay?
Oh, my God. You used my mom.
For real. Telling her mom, that was technically my cousin's grandmother, mm-hmm. my godson's grandmother, that she got charged my mom for fucking babysitting. But then she wouldn't. But then she'll call me, telling me to fix her cable box, for $20, and then don't pay me. Like, you're not supposed to charge family.
Seriously,
the hypocritical shit. I tell ya.
Seriously,
I tell ya. Family, man. Mm-hmm. Fucking family. But anyway, that's besides the point. I had a whole nother point I was going here. And I went totally left field. But I don't. How did it start again?
We were talking about something else. I don't remember. We're ciphering right now, bro.
Yeah, yeah. This is what happens when you cipher. The shit starts as a thread, and it just goes places. But, I really feel like I was going somewhere with this. There's a reason why I pointed out, oh, kids that go movies I was going to see as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll go. My mom will grab all of us, and then my mom will just pass the fuck out. Wake her up when the movie is over. Like, all right, movie's over. Ready to get held out. It'd be a bunch of us, too, so she'd be tight. Like, oh, my God, there's so many kids.
Wake up to so many kids. Go to sleep to so many kids.
But you know what's crazy, though? I don't remember talking during the movie as a kid. And when I go to kids' movies today, which I really hate because it's surrounded by kids, but what the fuck do you expect? You know the only time you can see a kids' movie without kids? Go to a late show. The later the show, the less kids will be there. I kid you not. Every time I see a kids' movie without kids there, it's at 10 o'clock.
I mean, what's a kids' movie?
Finding Dory.
Okay.
Incredibles 2.
That's not really a kids' movie.
Yes, it is.
You know why I would say
Finding... Okay, all right. Those are family movies.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I would say
family movies.
I wouldn't call them kids' movies because, you know, those are the stuff we watch when we was younger.
Yeah, but we're not kids anymore. And those are targeted towards kids.
Prime
example,
Goosebumps.
Let me tell you how I knew. Let me tell you exactly the moment I realized I was seeing kids moving in theaters. I had the exact same feeling when I saw Finding Dory and The Incredibles 2 and all that. Mm-hmm. When I saw fucking Goosebumps 2 in theaters, that shit was the ultimate reminder this was for fucking kids, bro. I said that. I went all the way to Levittown. I went to the nice fucking theater because they had the food, the drinks, and all that. Bruh, I sat down in my seat. All you hear is these fucking kids screaming and yelling and running up and down the aisle and just fucking going ham. And I was just like, none of y'all going to shut these fucking kids up? Not one of y'all? It's like we're in a fucking playground. But I realized, I'm in a fucking kids movie. This is what fucking happens when you see a kids movie early in the fucking day. There's kids there. I might as well have been a fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
Did you feel like Lion King was a kid's movie?
You know what's crazy? I saw Lion King opening fucking day. IMAX. Now, one fucking kid in sight.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell
you. Yo, now about grown
those
people
are not
there.
Kids movies, bro.
We just said kids. Disney movie is family movie.
Those are not kids.
Goosebumps is not Disney.
I know.
That was definitely a kid's movie.
That's a kid's movie.
That's
but
a kid's
Finding
movie.
Dory
Disney,
was not a kid's
Disney
movie.
Is a family. We already categorized
it was
Disney.
Was targeted towards us.
Disney is targeted towards
Lion
family.
Lion King was targeted towards us.
Yeah, Lion King, Aladdin, all those
was
movies.
Targeted
yeah,
towards
yeah,
yeah.
us. That was specifically for millennials.
That's what I say exactly.
That was specifically for millennials. And best
bro.
Believe, like, if anybody ever wanted to see what a real millennial looked like, they should have came to the opening of fucking Lion King. You would have saw one of every millennial in that motherfucker, especially in Manhattan. I saw it in Manhattan. So I saw all. Matter of fact, if you go. And on my Instagram, at the movies, well, one of my Instagrams, at the movies with Carl Miller, or it's Carl Miller at the movies. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Carl Miller at the movies and look at my stories for when I saw Lion King, there's a moment where I don't know why when I started doing it. I think I started it from Lion King. But every time I go to the bathroom during a movie, when I come up, I always get a shot of the audience on my way up, just so I can see the people looking at the movie. I don't know why. I'm weird like that. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm a creep. I don't know. But I like to see the movies. I like to watch the people enjoy
the
movie.
It's part of entertainment.
It is part. It is for me. Mm-hmm. That's my part of my whole experience. It's not just about me watching the movie. It's about seeing the people enjoy the movie and seeing what they laugh, what they don't laugh.
But you also make movies, bro.
That's it's probably completely,
it's
completely
different.
That's
why it's not weird to me. I'm trying to figure out where's the weird part. You make movies, bro. So, you know. You need that. You need to see that.
But there's a shot where I'm going up, and we saw it in IMAX, so the screen is huge, and it's bright, and it's clear. It's during the scene where Timon and Pumbaa found Simba, and, you know, I'm going up the aisle, going to my seat, and you can just see every, like, this was pure Americana going up these steps. You know, you got blacks, you got whites, you got Spanish, you got gays, you got straights, you got, I think you got transgender in there. I wasn't too sure.
Because they're transgender.
Right? You never know. But I'm trying to include everybody in here, right? I'm trying to be inclusive. So I'm guessing there was one in there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple. Who knows? I definitely know there was gay guys in there because they were ready for Beyonce as soon as they pulled up. These dudes were like, this was the Beyonce movie. Like, these guys were ready for Beyonce, and we all was like, this is it. That's all we got for Beyonce? Beyonce had like 15 minutes. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, I'm not impressed. I'm not a fucking impressed at all. She got it, but you know what's crazy? She finagled this to get a Disney deal where she can produce Disney movies now. So.
Wow.
She's like, fucking Lion King. I got my own shit coming.
Yo.
Get that bag,
bro, for real.
Yeah, husband fucking up with this NFL shit, but I'm glad to see you getting this. I'm glad you're getting this Disney money.
Hold on, I want to speak on that. I want to speak on that.
You want to spark the next one before you get on?
Spark the next one. Let's talk about. All right, the man,
so geez. If y'all don't know, let me give them the 411. So. 2 weeks ago, Rock Nation had made a deal with the NFL to pretty much take care, you know, produce and help around their entertainment content as well as their initiative for social justice. And Rock Nation is, you know, I believe, is it partially or completely owned by Jay-Z?
I think it's partially.
It's probably partially. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Jay-Z is one of the, you know, main owners, you know, maybe founder, maybe, I'm not sure, of...
He's not the founder.
He's not the founder of Rock Nation? Probably not. Yeah. But, yeah, so, you know, Jay-Z's, you know, he's the man in front of this shit. You know, he's the face you see when the shaking hand of one of the chairmen of the NFL... Talking about, yes, Jay-Z would now be in, could help figure out, you know, the halftime shows. You know, he's going to help us figure out apparel, shirts, t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, help us do some social justice. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Word! What the fuck
like,
are you going
this year
Jay-Z?
Started off with Jay-Z on the track Ape Shit talking about, I said no to the Super Bowl. I don't need you. Y'all need me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need me. And now he's just like, all right, y'all, they gave me the bag, so I guess we needed each other after all.
We're past kneeling
now, y'all.
We're past kneeling.
Come on, guys. Be happy for me. I'm getting the bag, y'all. It's The Rock. All right. And everybody's like, all right, cool. You want to do that? And, all right, we're still watching football anyway, but what's up with Kaepernick? And he's like, well, Kaepernick did what he had to do. He wanted niggas to know that, you know, the police would brutalize the people. So, you know, it was a success. It's The Rock. It was nice. Like, that can't be it. Like, nope, that's it. He be all right. Why we can't be focused on Kaepernick. He good. We gotta worry about this.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta worry about my deal, y'all.
Yep.
We gotta worry about this bag. We gonna do some social justice.
He tried to put it out there. Like, you know, we gotta think about why he kneeled, you know.
Man.
This is my problem with Jay-Z. Hold on, let me say this. Mm-hmm. This is my problem with Jay-Z. My problem with Jay-Z is that I feel like you're trying to make it seem like it's a social
justice
situation, and I know it's not.
It's not,
because you did the same thing with Barney's when the kid got accused of using a fake credit card. You sat there instead of boycotting Barney's. You put your clothes in Barney's and started selling with Barney's. You know, so you get more people to come to Barney's. You know, and now you're sitting here doing the same thing with the NFL. Where we sitting
he here... He didn't say through a Barclays, actually. A lot of people were upset about Barclays because they were like, yo, these jobs never come to the people from the community. And then, you know, they had Jay-Z and they're like, hey, guys, I'm from the community, guys. We got mm-hmm. this. This is ours. Ask other people from right across the street who if they got a job there. Because what if Marcy ain't that far from Barclays? It's right fucking there.
Nah, that's tight for
him. Nah, bruh. You can see it.
Yeah, but of course you can see it. But
that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, like, if you could just walk across the street. But I'm mm-hmm. saying it's right fucking there.
Yeah.
Like, if you step on the roof of fucking Marcy's, you can see Barclay right there.
Marcy's is about a children's museum.
I've been to Marcy's, though. I would never forget it, because it was, like, fucking 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Fucking time. Fucking the mirror brought me all over there. Like, you want to smoke over there? I'm like, all right, fuck it. Went over there. I didn't know it was Marcy when I got there. I didn't know it was at some niggas' crib in the project. Niggas drinking, niggas smoking. You know, I think there was a couple of rappers in there. I didn't let these niggas know I made videos because I could tell these niggas would have been all over my ass. Like, oh, you make videos? You make a video for me? I'm like, nah, I tried to do all that. Right again. I'm just trying to sit here and smoke and be out. You know what I mean? So, niggas getting tattoos in the back and all this motherfucking shit. Now, like, fucking 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, yo, we gotta fucking go.
Mm-hmm.
We walk out. I realized the same homeless guy out in front of the building was still there from when I first got there. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why does Jerry look kind of familiar?
Mm-hmm.
I start really looking. It's funny because I've been smoking and drinking at this point. For some reason, my vision got clearer. I'm like, wait a minute. Was there a nigga running through here and niggas was shooting? Wasn't that Jay-Z shooting? When the fuck did I see? Then I remember it was the fucking Jay-Z, The Streets Is Watching movie was shot there. And I was like, wait a fucking minute. Am I a Marcy? Turn. Big ass sign. Marcy Projects. Like, what? I didn't project, but it said Marcy. And I was like, what the fuck? And then you know what's the crazy irony? Right across the street in the subway, there was a picture of the new NBA game. I believe it was NBA 14, 13, 15. Either or, that was the one that was produced by Jay-Z.
Yeah, 2K13.
And I'm sitting there like, wow, right across the street in Marcy. Like, that, you have no shame. Whoever thought of that marketing had no shame. We're like, yeah, we got a place right there. Every time they get on a train, they just see somebody from their hood made a video game. They gotta get it.
Yep, and niggas did, but I feel like he did the same thing. Mm. The same thing with Barney's. He's doing it with the NFL.
Right.
I feel like he, you know, jumped on that, oh yeah, you know, social injustice warrior bullshit. And then, oh yeah, now I'm making money with them. You know, he's a clout chaser, bro.
Right.
And people are not really peeping at about Jay-Z. You know,
You know one thing I peep about Jay-Z?
He's a moneymaker.
Not only is he a moneymaker, but he jump on whatever people are saying.
Yeah, he do.
Because I remember, there was a song where I swear, like a day before the song came out, I saw a meme with this, I think they were like, Zimmerman is alive and Nipsey's dead. The Streets is dead or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they were like, you know, like this guy is alive and this killer is gone. You know, the Streets is dead. Something like that. I can't remember who it was. It was something in that line. And I remember Jay-Z go ahead and said it on a track that exact same week. I'm like, nigga, you just fucking rent what was in the fucking meme. Like, you just fucking recorded beef now as tracks? And that's what's going on? Is that what's going on?
Yep.
I'm sorry, yeah, I think, I'm not sure. There was a girl that I think I saw that I know, but I can't tell if that's her or not. So I might interrupt this podcast real quick to do my Mac Daddy. Is that her? I can't tell. This light is kind of bad. Yeah, that's it. So yeah, I'm back, guys. Okay. So what was I saying about JD again?
Talking about, you hear me, Mac Daddy? We were talking about Jay-Z. Yo, she was so nervous parking for like 10 minutes just now.
Why, you did it because of me?
I said, look like it. She couldn't park for a whole 10 minutes in this damn podcast. I'm sitting there like, damn, is she gonna fucking turn off them lights? But whatever. Anyway, back to the cipher. We were talking about,
we were talking about Jay-Z and the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Your feelings on it.
Yeah.
You feel like that is just like the Barney situation.
Yeah, I feel like that. Definitely feel like that.
Man, Jay-Z gonna get the bag. Jay-Z just gonna get the bag, either or. But, man, I'm trying to get the bag. You know what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Sitting here looking at Shorty now, the one I was just waving at. It made me talk about the girl I was telling you about at the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you what happened at the movie theater, y'all. So, we leave the Matrix. We're walking out. He's like, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm like, all right, cool. Gucci, go use the bathroom. So, this girl walks out, and I remember seeing her when I first got to the theater. And I'm just like, oh, man, she's kind of cute. Natural hair, you know, slim. All right. Maybe I should say something, right? Totally did. She just wanted to walk right past me. I didn't say shit. Because all I kept thinking about was like, damn. Before you talk to any girl, you got to have three things in place. None of my shit is in place. So, I really can't do nothing right now. And I don't know. I'm realizing now I'm starting using that as a crutch.
Yeah.
I think I'm using that as a crutch.
Yeah.
Like, granted, guys, there are three things you need to think about before you talk to any girl.
Let's not do that on this show.
Yes, it is. It's the same shit.
Okay.
Hey, you want to save it for the Kiki Candy show?
Yeah, I want to save it for...
The Kiki Candy show.
Yeah, because... Yeah, definitely want to save it for the King of Candy show.
Okay, so we'll save that for the King of Candy show. So we'll come back to you guys soon and tell you guys the three things every guy should think of first about themselves and about the situation before they talk to a girl. We'll save that for another podcast. Mm-hmm. So there's a cliffhanger. We're going to leave on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
All right. Until next time, y'all. This was The Cypher. We still got like 2 months to go, but we ain't got to sit here and talk to you guys on The Cypher. So we're going to talk later. And damn, I think she's still outside. I might go say something to her. So I'm going to talk to y'all later. All right. Much love. God bless. 2 beats of chicken grease. Later.